Today is the first day ride-hailing services like Uber and Lyft can operate in upstate New York and Long Island. State lawmakers approved expanding the service beyond New York City earlier this year. WAMC News spoke with Uber spokesperson Sherry Shapiro.
We are very excited about serving this market. It's one of the last markets in the United States not to have ride sharing. And this was really something that New Yorkers demanded and their state representatives delivered. So we're really excited. Drivers are really excited. And of course, riders are excited.
What are some of the hot spots in upstate New York that Uber expects?
The thing about Uber is that we don't need to anticipate where the hotspots are going to be. Because of the system, where there are riders, there is a higher price for drivers, then more drivers come to those areas, and then prices go down, so there are more riders and so forth. It's a system that really makes the best of what the supply and demand is for rides. So that'll start to develop as the service continues here in New York.
Has Uber already hired drivers in upstate New York?
So we don't hire drivers. They come onto the platform, and yes, we have over 20,000 drivers signed up in the upstate New York and Long Island areas.
Since it's new in upstate New York, have you had any issues implementing the service, the app, so far?
No, it went live, I believe, at midnight, and we've had great service all of this morning. In fact, here in Albany, the wait time this morning was about 8 minutes.
How does that compare with Uber's average national wait time?
I'm not exactly sure what our national wait time is. In more mature markets, it can average around 4 minutes. But in areas that have less population density, it can be more like 10 minutes. It varies depending on supply and demand, but we're very excited that there are those kinds of wait times in service here this morning. I just wanted to say that what's really important about this service that we've seen in many communities is the effect that it has on drunk and impaired driving. People who traditionally would not have had the availability of a ride on demand would naturally drive their cars. And now that there's a reliable, safe, and affordable transportation option, it has a great effect on reducing DUIs.